I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, Elspeth discovers two Greek farmers who bring their harvest to Cape Cod.
I found an amazing source for dried figs and olive oil at our local farmer's market. Maria Lamanis grew up on Cape Cod, but her extended family is from Greece. And when she finished school, she moved back to the old country to work on her family's farm.
Our prominent thing, like what is the is olives and figs. And in general, the region where we're in, Kalamata, there's a lot of olives and figs.
You've probably heard of Kalamata olives. They're large and brown or almost purple. And in the U.S., you often see them on Greek salads. Maria's family has been farming in the Kalamata region on the Peloponnese Peninsula in southern Greece for centuries.
I actually asked my grandfather recently, and I was like, what did your father do? And like, they were farmers. So I'm like, what about before? Like, we were always farmers. So that's what everyone does in the region there. We're all farmers, and we're all olive farmers, basically.
When Maria moved back to Greece, she got married, and she and her husband became olive farmers, too. But in 2009, when the Greek debt crisis hit, it was hard to make ends meet. So Maria and George came back to Cape Cod for the summer with a plan to sell their family's olive harvest at Greek festivals.
But apparently Greek people don't need more olive oil. So my mother actually said, she's like, why don't you go to the farmer's market? So I'm like, there are farmer's markets on the Cape? We had no idea. And so we went and we tried them out and it ended up working out really well. So that's what we do. We're here every summer. We stay about 6 months here, 6 months there.
Maria says she and George have gotten used to splitting up their year, especially because they get to miss the fig harvest in late summer, which she hates because the weather in Greece then is hot and dusty and the figs are sticky. Instead, Maria and George get back to Greece just in time to pick olives in late October.
So when we get back, we usually go back Columbus Day weekend. We might have a couple weeks off, and then it goes into basically, with the olives, there's the Kalamata olives, like the, we call them hodroiles. It's like the, you know, the eating olives or whatever. And then about a month later, we go into the olives that are for the olive oil, which are different variety trees and so forth.
What are those called?
Koroneiki is the variety that we're from, because we're down around Kalamata. It's mostly Koroneiki. And then the Kalamata olives, those are actually, the variety is called Kalamon, but it's a champagne thing where Kalamata olives are supposed to be from Kalamata.
Maria's talking about protected designation of origin status, or PDO as it's called in Europe, which allows places to market their harvest from a specific place without others competing for the same name. The Koroneiki olives are the most popular variety in Greece for making olive oil, and Kalamon are the best-known table olives in the world. The different varieties ripen through winter.
So yeah, so we do that, and it depends on the season. There's some seasons that you have more production. That it usually goes every other year, where you have more production 1 year and less the next year. So sometimes, I mean, we've had times that we were done by Christmas. Other times we go into February, so it just depends on the season and how long it takes us.
Then they rest for a few months and come back to the States to start selling the harvest again. This model is new, but the farm and the olive and fig trees on Maria's family land are hundreds of years old. Maria says this history and the area's mountainous geography shape the way they farm.
The biggest upgrade we've done is instead of for knocking at the trees, for example, to get the olives off, we have this little thing that like kind of combs it that just goes like and it just like kind of knocks it off the tree to the ground. But from there on, it's very manual. We get a workout in every year. Lots of squats.
For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We've been thinking a lot here at the Local Food Report about what we can learn from ancient farming practices. So many of them, just like Maria's family farm, revolve around trees that grow staple foods, like olives or figs. You can find a link to other stories like this and send us your ideas on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks.